is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Yeah, it's time to empower, educate, and encourage all women to motivate you through whatever you've been going through. We can talk about it. We ain't passing no judgment. So don't be ashamed. It's all the same. Stay in your lane. Your lane. It's whatever your real life looks like. Stay in your lane. Come out the dark and don't be ashamed. Your lane. Let's have a conversation on what we face every day. Tune into your lane talk show. It makes us feel good just to know we're not alone. No more will we feel isolated and cast aside. I want you to come out the dark. Just don't be afraid of your heart. So don't be ashamed, it's all the same. Stay in your lane. Your lane. It's whatever your real life looks like. Stay in your lane. Come out the dark and don't be ashamed. Your lane. Let's have a conversation on what we face every day. It's your lane talk show with Coach Jack.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Your Lane Talk Show with your coach, Trish Hanna, live in Nassau, Bahamas on our beautiful Guardian Radio 96.9 FM dial. I can say that I'm your favorite talk show host on a Sunday, and anyone else who want to challenge me on that, that's on y'all, okay? Your Lane Talk Show, our mission is to educate, encourage, and empower women of all ages, and that's for spirit, soul, and body. But of course, we do not leave our men out the loop. Our male listeners, you are always free to call. You're always welcome to tune in to our show and chime in and win prizes, okay? That's what we've been doing thus far, and that's what we will continue to do. Your Lane Talk Show is faith-based, all right? We say this every Sunday. This is faith-based, but we are also real. We're also relevant, and we're also relatable, all right? That means that we talk about the things that don't always make it to the pulpit, all right, on a good Sunday or Saturday, depending on what day that you worship. But what we do talk about is what matters most, what happens in our relationships and our health and our purpose, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. All right. Let me remind you, this is not just a show you listen to. This is a conversation you can be a part of. You can call in, you can text, you can comment live and engage with us and our guests. All right. I look at Your Lane Talk Show as being a part of the body of Christ. Right? Because, you know, people call in and be like, the church don't talk about these things. Right. But I have you to know, we are part of the body of Christ. We could be the leg, the foot, whatever you want to call us, that's fine. The mouthpiece, whatever you want to call us, all right? Because we are out of the four walls, but we're still into media, all right? So don't just say the church isn't talking about certain matters because we are the church, all right? And then speaking of which, last week there was a guest that spoke about it, and I was like, I have to share this because it was really, really on my mind. I had to share the fact that God has blessed persons like myself, talk show hosts, podcast hosts, etc., to still spread the gospel creatively, okay? So believers who use the word of God and apply it just to help other people, just to spread the word, and just to know about everyday living, because we can't just always use spiritual, spiritual, spiritual. We have to also use practical, right, in our everyday life. You can't be so spiritually good. But it is so spiritually minded that you know earthly good. All right. So that's how we look at it. Speaking of last week's episode, this was episode 170. It was Are You Truly Prepared for Intimacy? That's where we had Coach Tammy Bo LaCroix She reminded us that intimacy is not just physical, but mental, emotional, and financial. We spoke about what it really means to be a whole woman, why suppressing your desires isn't the answer for a single or married woman. We spoke about ways to prepare yourself the right way, you know, thinking of not just saying you want to get intimate with your mate and not dealing with internal issues, mental issues, not dealing with the trauma from the past, what someone, your uncle or someone may have touched you a certain way. And so you're bringing that into the marriage and causing, you know, chaos or conflict in the bedroom. So we dealt with all of that. We touched basically every area. So if you want to know more about that, you can go to Your Lane with Coach Trishanna on YouTube. That's episode 170. Are you truly prepared for intimacy? And while you are there, we ask that you please like and subscribe. All right, so today the show is about honoring the strength, sacrifice, and love of parents and teachers caring for children on the autism spectrum. And let me just share briefly how this show came about. About two Saturdays ago, I was visiting and supporting a friend's event that she had, a symposium about the autism spectrum. And as I was sitting there listening to one of the guests in particular, and she was sharing her insight of not just being a teacher, but also being a parent with a child on the autism spectrum. She shared it, and I heard God distinctly, and he said, to do a show about autism, right? Let's prepare a show for autism. And so in that, now y'all know there's the human part, and then there's that, you know, I all for Jesus part. So me initially said to myself, well, I already have a guest plan. The guest has already confirmed. We ready, good to go. This could be a juicy show. This is what I say in my mind. And then I said, nevertheless, right? Less. And so it reminded me even of Jesus saying, look, this cup, and then saying, nevertheless, let your will be done. And that's what I said. I said, Lord, let your will be done. In the midst of that, I was like, how do I get these women to, because it's so last minute, one, try to conform to the time, and two, asking the person who I had already invited to reschedule. But that was the least of my worries because it was done. So sad, so done. They're both here and present and accounted for. And to top that off, while I was heading from the event, I was also told to ask your sponsors to donate some stuff. Mm-hmm. Go and ask your sponsors. And I'm saying to myself, okay, okay, you told me to do this. So I'm going to go ahead and do exactly what you said. And can I tell you, where's my pamphlet? Because I can't list everything. But you get to hear what our sponsors are. We have gift certificates from John's Shoe Store. We have lunch certificates from Tropical Gyros. We have gift certificates from eSpa, or actually it's pronounced eSpa Bahama, from Bahama. We have a gift certificate from Skin Solutions. We have care packages from Thompson Trading that has Lysol wipes, Lysol spray, and air sanitizers. Okay, we have annual checkup and three school medicals from Family Care Medical Clinic. We doing it big. It's either you do it big or you go home. Amen. All right? And God has been faithful in that he touched the hearts of those sponsors for today. And I want to be able to share what he has blessed Your Lane with you. So if you know of a parent, or if you are a parent with a child on the autism spectrum, if you know of a teacher that teaches children on the autism spectrum, please ask them to tune in. There's so many ways that they can tune into the show today. All right. You can go on, well, Guardian 96.9 FM dial on the radio. That's one. Channel 969 on cable. BTC Flow Channel 612. The Nassau Guardian radio app for Android or Apple. On the website also, www.guardiantalkradio.com. On Facebook, Your Lane Life Coaching. And on YouTube, Your Lane with Coach Trishanna. And we are live, okay? And so the only thing that we're asking you as our listeners is just to call in. If you are a teacher that teaches a child on the autism spectrum, if you are a parent that has a child on the autism spectrum, give us a call. The numbers to call are 323-6232, 325-4316, or 325-4259. For any reason you want to text in, The number is 422, for whatever reason, 422-4796. But for the giveaways, we're asking the people to call in so that you can receive your giveaways, okay? I'm excited about this show. I am so excited. I want to thank the sponsors for today's show, all right? The show is called Special Needs, Special Strength. This is episode 171. And our first sponsor, Skin Solutions Day Spa, very first person I call. Now, we want you to treat your mom to the relaxation. She truly deserves this Mother's Day. Skin Solutions Day Spa and Salon is offering four luxurious spa packages designed to pamper, refresh, and renew. From the Love You Mom package to the Ultimate Renewal Experience, there's something special for every mom. Even a relaxing mom and me escape. Each package includes a complimentary mimosa or herbal tea, available now through May 31st, located in Cable Beach, just west of Bahama. You can give Skin Solutions Day Spa a call at 327-0500 or visit skinsolutionsbahamas.net to book today. We're also brought to you by John's Shoe Store and Accessories, who's donating a gift certificate from any one of their locations. Tropical Gyros, who's also giving us gift certificates for lunch. Hopefully we got some parents or teachers who would want lunch every day, that expensive. So just to say, you know, thank you, just to say we honor you, you receive a lunch certificate from Tropical Gyros. Your Lane Life Coaching, you get one life coaching time or experience session with Coach Trish Hannah, yours truly. Okay, the Children's Dream Journal, available now at All Seasons Book and Gift Center in Palmdale or on Amazon. We're also brought to you by Lysol, distributed by Thompson Trading, who is giving those care packages of the air sanitizer, Lysol spray, and Lysol wipes. Brought to you by Del Monte, distributed by Thompson Trading. We're also brought to you by 242 Media Connect. Listen, the voices are here. The stories are here. The talent is here. Introducing 242 Media Connect, your go-to space to connect media across the Bahamas. Whether you need a guest or you are the guest, this platform is for you. Don't miss out. Go to Facebook, search 242 Media Connect, and get connected today. Let's elevate the connection. We're also brought to you by Commonwealth Bank. And then, of course, S-Spa, Bahama. If you're looking to relax, reset, and recharge, visit S-Spa at Bahama, a world-class luxury spa right here in Nassau. As the first S-Spa in the Caribbean, this 30,000-square-foot sanctuary offers personalized treatment designed to calm the mind, restore the body, and uplift your spirit. From signature massages and advanced facials to full wellness experiences, every visit is tailored just for you. And guess what? They gave us two packages, two certificates, all right, today. They're open daily from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. You can book your escape today by calling 788-7800. Breathe, trust, and let's go. Only at S-Spa at Bahama. All right, we're also brought to you by Family Care Medical Clinic. Looking for quality health care you can trust for the whole family, visit Family Care Medical Clinic, conveniently located on Carmichael Road and East Avenue. They provide both urgent and non-urgent care for children and adults. So whether it's a quick visit or ongoing care, you're covered. Plus, they offer specialized pediatric neurology services for brain and muscle conditions, giving your child expert care when it matters most. You can give Family Care Medical Clinic a call at 601-6903. That's Family Care Medical Clinic, caring for your family like their own. All right, so we are ready to go. We were ready for the calls. You can call us at any time. Especially if you're a parent or a teacher, give us a call, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. If you know a parent or a teacher that teaches a child on the autism spectrum, to give us a call so we can give you all these free gifts, all right? So let's move right along. I am so excited. I'm excited to introduce our guests. We have with us Dr. Indira Hamilton. She is joining us for the first time. She's an Androsian, y'all, for those who like. That means she could cook. That means she can cook. We need to talk after this. And she's one of 10 children born to Carl and Catherine Nairn. She is a devoted wife and the proud mother of two amazing children. Dr. Hamilton completed both her undergraduate and postgraduate studies in pediatrics at the University of the West Indies and further specialized with a pediatric neurology fellowship at KK Women's and Children's Hospital in Singapore. She is a member of the American Epilepsy Society and the International League Against Epilepsy and currently leads the pediatric neurology services at Princess Margaret Hospital. She's also the director of Family Care Medical Clinic, one of our sponsors, located on Carmichael Road and East Avenue. Most importantly, Dr. Hamilton sees her work as a divine calling and is deeply honored to serve the children and families in this vulnerable population. Next on the side of her is Mrs. Donnell Major Fox, our next guest. Okay, this is her first time as well. She is a board-certified behavior analyst, autism advocate, educator, and the founder of Raining Heights Children's Center and Raining Heights Academy. Donnell's journey into the world of autism began in 2016 after her son was diagnosed, a moment that inspired her to dedicate her life to helping children with autism spectrum disorder and supporting families along the way. She specializes in applied behavior analysis, and provides training for parents, teachers, and caregivers, equipping them with practical tools to support communication, behavior, and independence. Driven by both faith and purpose, Donnell is committed to creating inclusive spaces where every child can thrive and reach their full potential. Welcome, ladies. That was a mouthful, my God. Welcome to your Lane Talk Show.
Thank you for having me.
It is a pleasure. I want to straight into it. Okay, I want to go. Let me ask Indira first, Dr. Indira, for parents who may feel overwhelmed after hearing a diagnosis like autism spectrum disorder. I want to know, what is the first thing you want them to understand?
Sorry, good afternoon. Thank you for having me. So the first thing that I would want them to know is that it's not a death sentence. Mm. It's not anything that they would have done to cause it. And it is something that is treatable. And also, like I always tell my parents, that we meet these patients or these children where they are. So it really depends on what the symptoms are that they're having. That is what we're going to address. We know that autism spectrum disorder, as it says, is a very wide category, and persons may be on the spectrum from one extreme to the next. They may have very minimal to no issues, and then we have those patients or people who may not be functional. So it is not a diagnosis that leads to death, but it is something that can be managed, and patients can improve and be functional members of society.
I love that. I know when you did your presentation two Saturdays ago, you said that it's one in every 36 children that is diagnosed with, that's me telling y'all, turn your phone down, but my phone up, right? That is diagnosed with autism. And so that means that yesterday, during some pediatrician appointment at someone's clinic, some child, one and out of 36 appointments, was diagnosed.
That is possible, yeah. Over the last 5 to 10 years, the incidence has actually doubled in terms of the diagnosis. What we do know is that there are, whereas the diagnosis has increased over the last 5 to 10 years significantly, we know that there may be other conditions with autistic features and not specifically with autism spectrum disorder. Mm-hmm. So it is important for us to have these patients evaluated and screened and diagnosed appropriately. But the bottom line is meeting them where they are.
That's important. Yeah. And I love that you said that, because you have parents and teachers who may not know what to do in situations like that, wouldn't know, or they will try to use the same measurement of, you know, I would use the term a regular child. I don't even want to use that term. but a child who is not on the spectrum, and they try to deal with them the same way, and they find themselves being frustrated because they're not meeting the child where they are. So I just want you to talk a little bit about that. Help us to understand from a medical perspective what's really happening with that child.
So from a medical perspective, I guess I should start with the diagnosis. Mm-hmm. So autism spectrum disorder is what we call a neurobehavioral or neural... it's a neurobehavioral disorder where there is a problem with social communication, behavior, and there may be some abnormal stereotypical behavior associated with it. So these are the children who have problems with social communication, meaning whether it's expressive language or it is nonverbal communication in like the smiles mm-hmm. or the eye contact, or whether there's problem with understanding receptive language, there's problem following instructions. And then we have these are the children who prefer to play by themselves, or they may be obsessed with a particular topic or mm-hmm. a particular toy. They may play with it differently, or they may have these abnormal movements or behaviors, we call them stereotypies, where they may have hand flapping or bouncing, those kinds of things. It's a neurobehavioral disorder that is associated with what we call an abnormal or neurodiverse brain wiring mm-hmm. That has been used in the last 10 years. Well, from 1990, they've been using this term of neurodiversity, which simply means that the wiring of the brains in these children with spectrum disorder is different, and that causes them to respond differently. Mm-hmm. Over the years, recently there's been a lot of talk about the genetic aspects of it and gene therapy with autism spectrum disorder. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of research going on now in terms of that. But what we also know that is, although the treatment is supposed to be specific for each child, we know that there are some basic things that should be done, whether it's speech therapy or ABA therapy, mm-hmm. or if it's these patients tend to have what we call co-occurring conditions, where there's anxiety problems with food textures or various other conditions. And so those need to be addressed as well in terms of the management. So it really is important that once we identify that these children have this condition, that we identify what the problems are and we send them or recommend the various therapies that they should be taking.
Mm. Wow. Okay. So what I think another question that's relevant now is, you know, I know how many parents feel like they're not doing enough, right? You have some parents who are like, okay, I don't know how to do it. What would you say to encourage a parent who feels overwhelmed or unsure of how to parent a child on the spectrum?
Honestly, generally, as a parent myself, just being a parent of a neurotypical or a normal child is difficult. And it takes consistency. It takes patience. It takes patience, yeah, and consistency. So mm-hmm. for parents of children on the spectrum who feel overwhelmed, my advice would be to learn as much as you can, get into a group of parents or with similar conditions, mm-hmm. and definitely just know that, just to understand that it's not anything that you did. Mm-hmm. Understand what your limitations are. Understand what it is that you're supposed to do, which is support and encourage, and also to make sure you be consistent. and take care of yourself. Self-care is very important.
Oh, yeah.
Because what I always tell my parents as well is if you're not taking care of yourself, then you will find it very difficult to take care of somebody who needs you, who seems to need you 24/7. And then if you're not doing that properly, then you become, you feel guilty or you, mm-hmm. yeah. So it's important to take care of yourself and find a community of people who understand what it is that you're going through and who can assist. I often say too that, you know, God created us to be in community. He didn't just create us to be by ourselves. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, we would have all been in our own little bubble.
Yes.
So the community is there for a reason, and it's important to find the right community that can help you on your journey and your child's journey.
Absolutely. I love that. I love that you say self-care, which is one of the reasons why we've had, actually have two spas that are sponsoring today's show. All right, because we want to take care of those parents who may say, okay, well, I want to take care of myself, but at the moment, I may not have the finances to do it, mm-hmm. you know. So here we are. We're actually providing that for you, an opportunity to take time out for yourself, just to breathe, mm-hmm. you know, take time out for yourself just to, not only that, for those who may not even have healthcare insurance mm-hmm. and you want to take care of your health. You know, thank God for sponsors such as Dr. Indira Hamilton and her clinic, you know, that provides or will provide for us an annual for a parent who has a child with autism who may not have done an annual for 2026. All right. So all you're doing is calling in today. And yes, I will repeat the numbers. I can repeat the numbers for you. It is 323-6232, 325-4316. Or 325-4259. Call us today. All right. So, but just before we go on a break, real quick, let me just read this post and then we're going to ask Dr. Indira to answer it on after the break. And the question posted is, do you think that our overconsumption of fast food play a major role in why so many children have autism? So we'll answer that question right after the break.
Need to turn up the volume. This message is for you.
Where are you in your dream business? Have you published your book as yet? Do you feel fulfilled in life? Need help with time management? Or perhaps a breakthrough in your marriage? I believe we can help. At Your Lane Life Coaching, our professional team will help you discover what you really want and take you from where you are to your desired outcome in your life or marriage. Fulfilling your goals is important to us. Call us today at 376-8689 or visit our website at www.yourlanelifecoaching.com.
Your Lane Life Coaching, discovering pathways to progress.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Craving something bold, fresh, and unforgettable? Tropical Gyros is your flavor-packed escape. A Carib Greek fusion born right here in Nassau. From juicy grilled salmon, chicken, and pork gyros to loaded bowls, fresh salads, wings, and more, there's something for every craving. Find Tropical Gyros at any of their locations, JFK Plaza, Rosetta Street, Port Lucaya Freeport, or their franchise spots on Prince Charles Drive, Soldier Road West, Delaport, and Carmichael Road. Tropical Gyros, not just good food, it's an experience.
John Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Welcome back. For those who are just tuning in, my name is Coach Trishana. This is Your Lane Life Coaching. We are on episode 170. The name of today's show is Special Needs, Special Strengths. We are encouraging parents and teachers of children with autism. And we have with us in studio Mrs. Donnell Major Fox, as well as Dr. Indira Hamilton. And just before our break, there was a question that was asked about, you know, the fast food consumption, wondering if this has anything to do with why children have autism. And just to add, if you don't mind, I do remember back in the days where we thought that, and I say we, most people thought that using certain medications, you know, would have also impacted the children, those mothers who are pregnant with their children, using certain medications would have also been a factor. So I don't know if you can, whether that's a myth or not, something to dispose of, to share what brings this, if this is actually a cause, all right? The medications, the food consumptions, et cetera.
Okay, so what we do know is, we do know that there are certain conditions or certain things that contribute to the developing autism spectrum disorder. And I spoke about the genetic aspect. Studies have actually shown that when we look at twins, if one twin has autism spectrum disorder, there's a chance or increased likelihood of their second twin having the disorder. Mm-hmm. We also know that there are environmental conditions that may be associated with it, and these include and things like being exposed to high levels of lead, mm-hmm. or whether it's infection during the pregnancy, mom exposed to certain viral infections like cytomegalovirus, those kinds of things, or whether or not these patients have a deficiency of things like vitamin deficiencies like B12 or vitamin D deficiency. Iron deficiency may also be associated with and autistic features. So whereas there's genetic component, there's also environmental. Is it immune mediated? Medications, there are certain medications, anti-seizure medications that may be associated. There are certain conditions, whether it's Down syndrome or some other kind of medical conditions, and certain types of epilepsies or developmental problems that may be associated with some genetic abnormalities. So there's a whole variety. There's a variety of things that come together to cause one to be diagnosed or to have these autistic features. Mm-hmm. And in some cases, they may not meet the criteria for autism spectrum disorder as for the diagnosis of autism spectrum disorder as per the DSM or the Diagnostic Statistical Group for Mental Health, mm-hmm. or they just may have the features that may be suggested. But whatever the features are, they should be addressed. I said all of that to say, with fast foods, we know that fast foods, for the most part, does not provide the nutrition, the quality nutrition that we need. Mm-hmm. And so what ends up happening is we have these children or these people with nutrient deficiencies, mm-hmm. and then they present with these autistic features, whether it's iron deficiency or they may have these vitamin deficiencies. So they may end up having these autistic features. So, yes, I know that it is very easy to give fast food, and on occasion it's probably acceptable. But for it being the main source of food for these children, I can see where there can be nutrient deficiencies that can lead to autistic features.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, y'all hear this? We about to... Let me behave, because certain fast food companies sponsor the NASA Guardians. I'm going to try to behave today. They're big sponsors, too. So y'all ain't going to get me fired today. But y'all know what I'm thinking, right? Someone else could call and say it if they want, but it ain't going to be me. So here's another response from our Facebook. It says, there is something wrong in this day and time. The level of babies growing into children being diagnosed autism is record-breaking. For women who may be expecting soon, what are some preventative measures one can take to decrease children with autism? And I think you mentioned a few of that already, but is there anything else that you want to share on that particular question?
It's just to be aware, to monitor, to make sure that you're doing your screens, and to just meet children where they are, regardless of what the diagnosis is. And to know that this is not a sprint. Whenever you have these patients with these features, problems with communication, you want to make sure they evaluate it properly. Mm-hmm. Is there a problem with hearing? I don't know. Maybe the child just has a hearing problem that's causing a problem with speech. You can't hear. It's difficult to speak. Maybe there are some other conditions that need to be addressed, and it's not necessarily autism spectrum disorder. Mm-hmm. So I think, too, there's a lot of fear out there that I see into the clinics. People want their child tested. Oh, the child is too smart. The child is not talking. Yeah, but I think we need to just use wisdom to make sure that we communicate with these children or with these people clearly, and not just to live in fear and.
Yeah, and that's why education is so very, very important. So I'm going to just turn now my questions over to Donnell Fox. I'm excited to have her on board, primarily because she's not just someone who teaches children on autism spectrum. She actually is also a parent of a child that has autism. And so you've experienced this. It's not just professionally, but it's personal, right? Can you share one of your most challenging moments as a mom, and then a moment where your child reminded you why this journey is so meaningful?
So other than getting an initial diagnosis,
mm-hmm. the mic closer to you. Sorry. Very good.
Mm-hmm. Good afternoon. So one of the more challenging moments that I would have experienced was the inability of my son to communicate. I remember he was around the age 2.5, and when we would have gotten his diagnosis, I figured that I could fix it by enrolling him in school. Mm-hmm. And maybe he needed to be around kids who talked and did all the other things that he was not doing. And then experiencing what I knew unfaired, him being harmed at school. Mm-hmm. And I just remember praying to the Lord and saying, my son has to talk. Tell me what to do. And from there, you know, it's been a journey. As Dr. Hamilton mentioned, it's not a sprint. It's a marathon. 8 years later, he is fully vocal, verbal, and able to communicate his needs and wants, and has opinions and everything else along with it. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah.
So, I mean, out of those moments, what was most challenging for you?
As a mother, not knowing what was going on with him, especially when he was outside of my care, if he was safe in school. And then you always think about the future. There's a saying in our community where parents say, I absolutely cannot die, because they know that the needs of the child, you know, it's something that could end up being a lifelong thing.
Yeah.
And, you know, if I'm gone, who's going to do it? So those were some of the challenging things and moments that I would have thought about multiple times over the years.
Wow. Now, and that's something to consider, especially for a mom. Somehow, not saying that dads don't feel that as well, because you do have some excellent fathers who feel for their children.
Yes.
But it's nothing like a mother's love, right? But I have heard a story with some, I can't remember who told me the story, but a situation where a person had that same prayer, saying that they didn't want to go before their children.
Right.
But it so happened that they had two children who were diagnosed. One passed away before the mother, and then the other one passed away after. Wow. Right. Now, the issue or the struggle was maintaining or finding someone to deal with the child who was left behind. Mm-hmm. Because we know if you're not fully graced to deal with a child on the autism spectrum, you would have a tendency of being frustrated.
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
And speaking of frustration, we are, as a teacher now, let's put on that hat just for 2 seconds. You know, I know you shared with me your reason for taking your son out of the regular school, right, and bringing him near to you where you are at your school. Can you share briefly your experience with that?
So he's not with me at my school. I would have, once we tried school here in the Bahamas, and I realized that he needed supports that we could not access, I relocated to the U.S.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay.
I relocated to New Jersey in the U.S. After doing extensive research, where I know that, you know, they had the persons trained, and he would get, you know, essentially more than he had access to here.
Mm-hmm. So he's not with you?
No, but he's not with me.
Okay.
He is actually, he attends Sanans right at the moment.
Okay.
Yes.
So talk to us about you transitioning. What was your purpose for transitioning him?
From?
You, okay.
From Nassau.
Maybe it's just me.
US?
No, yeah, but I remember where you said that you had to take him out of a school because of a teacher.
What happened was my son, every time he would see a particular person
right,
who was assigned to his classroom, he would scream his head off.
Right.
So that was a signal that, hey, something was wrong. It wasn't his actual teacher, but I think the aide. And, you know, I just remember it was important for him to be able to say, Mommy, I'm being hit or...
Right, abused.
Yeah, abused or hurt. And so that ignited something in me where I made up in my mind that whatever I needed to do, I was going to do for this child.
Right.
Because they're, you know, it's a fair... Can you go through life having an 8-year-old, a 6-year-old, a 7-year-old, a 10-year-old who is not able to say someone is hurting me? Because you're not gonna have the opportunity to be in the presence of your child day in and day out,
yeah,
unless you're super wealthy and you can stay home. And even then, the child needs to have access to other relationships and events and activities.
Community.
Yeah, community.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Socialize. All right. So for parents and teachers who are listening, how can they begin to identify and build on the strength of children with autism?
So that comes with spending time with your child, observing their interests, and building upon those interests. I know for my son, early on I knew he had language.
Mm-hmm.
He was nonverbal, but he did not have functional communication. He was nonverbal, but he could read Dr. Seuss books at 17 months old.
Mm-hmm.
But he was unable to say, I'm hungry, I'm sleepy, I want to watch TV, I want to go outside. So he didn't have functional speech. Sorry, what was the question?
No, let's just flow with it. Don't worry about it. Just continue saying what you're saying. It's fine.
You know, just observing them, seeing what their interests are. So he was interested in reading. He was interested in numbers. He used to take the bananas and make numbers out of the bananas. He used to...
How cool is that?
And me being a teacher, mm-hmm, when I realized that he could read, I turned my home into a school.
Mm.
And I invested a lot of time in... you know, getting him to read sentences, because in my mind, if he has the language, eventually he'll be able to put it together to make requests or label things. So I just continued in that vein, and I just began teaching him. Couldn't go to school and teach other people's children and leave mine undone.
No, absolutely.
So yeah, and just observe their interests and try to build on it as much as possible. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Guess what? I want to take a moment to salute Mrs. Deborah Wright. Mm-hmm. I had an opportunity to be a helper at her school. This was years ago. As I mentioned, this is when COB was COB, mm-hmm. right? And so during my, you know, after my classes, I'll go and assist. Summer break, I'll go and assist. And for Mrs. Wright, she is the most patient person that I have ever met. Mm-hmm. All right. So she had children with special needs in her school and her primary school, preschool, primary school. And with that, you know, I would see meltdowns from children with autism. And I mean, total fits, right? And then she'd be so patient with them, like only an angel.
Yes.
Only an angel. So it's clear to me that you literally have to be graced for it, yes. as a teacher, right? And so I'm asking now for what are some practical strategies that teachers can start using right away to support and to help children, especially when they're having moments of meltdown?
So this is something that can translate into the home as well. You want to, again, observe their interests. I know that at my school, the minute the children come in, they make a beeline for my door because I have all the goodies. And so let's just say a child comes into my room, I'm sitting there and I'm watching them to see what they interact with and how long they interact with it for. And then I know right away, I make a note and I'm like, okay, so-and-so is interested in blocks. So if I'm trying to get them to communicate with me, mm-hmm. What do you want? And I hold it up. And you allow them to either a response, or you're going to then take that opportunity to teach them blocks, especially if they're nonverbal. Mm-hmm. Some kids are able to say words, and they would eventually, come to that time where they are able to say, I want blocks. But initially, if they are nonverbal, you're going to take that to, discreetly teach blocks, so that either they're pointing to it or they're able to vocalize it eventually. That's the goal. So you're just observing them once they come in, see what they interact with, and then you find a way to get them to communicate, this is what I want.
Right. So you think that most meltdowns are due to the fact that they want to express something, but they're unable to share it?
That's exactly why they happen.
Yeah.
They're unable to express.
Express.
I want ice cream. I want to go in the car for a drive. Mm-hmm. I want to watch TV, but my brother has the remote, or, something's too loud. So typically it's either that, or they may be experiencing some medical situation that you should always rule out first. If it's not a medical situation, then you would look to the specialist behaviorally. Mm-hmm.
Let me read some of the posts here. Okay, I'll ask that one later. But this one says, it is not the easiest journey by far, but it is so rewarding. Autism Mom. All right. Autism Mom, if you are here in Nassau, you can give us a call. We have something special for you just to honor you and salute you at being a mom today. Okay. The numbers to call, let me reiterate, is 323-6232. 325-4316, 325-4259. Okay, another poster says, I have about 5 fabulous Ronnie clients. Oh, she would have to put her name. I love her. She's excellent. This is fabulous Ronnie. Who children went to Darnell School, and they all spoke highly of her system. Talk about top tier. I can attest that your child / children will be safe and they will progress successfully. Don't walk, run and call her ASAP. We're going to give her an opportunity to share information about her school as well. All right. So for those who have children, if you're just tuning in, if you have a child that is on the autism spectrum, if you are a teacher that teaches a child on the autism spectrum, you can go ahead and give us a call. We have some fabulous gifts here for you just to say thank you and just to encourage you along the way. Okay. Now, when I was at the symposium that Lakia Brown did, okay, I remember a particular teacher that was there, and she said there was a point where she, I think she had about two or three children in her class that were diagnosed with autism, and I believe it was a government school. Mm-hmm. Don't quote me on that. Was it? Okay, so you're all nodding your head, right? So she said she literally broke down because she said she didn't know what to do. She didn't know what to, and it was that at the point I was looking for a napkin, a tissue, something to keep me going, because it's nothing worse than having to be a parent, being a teacher, and you know you're called to teach, but then you don't have the knowledge and skills to help a child, you know, who may be a little bit more special than the average kid. Let me just take a call real quick. Yarlene Talk Show, good afternoon. Yarlene Talk Show, good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon. I'm autism mom here.
Hi, how are you?
Hi.
How old is your child?
My child is 9 years old. His name is Isaiah Comer.
Oh. Okay.
He attends Raining Heights Academy.
All right. Let me ask you, mommy, what has been one of your biggest challenges going through this journey, real quick?
My biggest challenge, I would say, just as Darnell reiterated, communication. And still it's a process. My son is verbal, but not communicating. How can I say it? He's communicating. Darnell, can you help me out?
he's
communicating.
He has language, yes.
Having like full sentences and stuff like that, it's a challenge. But Isaiah has grown tremendously, and that's why I said it is hard. It's super hard for all who know, but it is a rewarding journey. He's taught me so much. Our kids has taught me so much. And I've seen the hand of the Lord on his life and on the lives of the children. And it makes me, my faith has increased to know that God is using these little ones to showcase his power. It's amazing. Amen. It's really amazing.
So much, mommy. What I'm going to do is put you on hold so that our producer can get your phone contact and your name. And I want to thank you for sharing. You don't know how much you've helped the people who are tuning in today. All right, so thank you, and just hold on so he can get your contact and your name, and then we'll tell you how to receive your prize today, okay?
Awesome. And thank you all for having the show. It's really necessary.
Listen, God loves you. I'll just put it just like that. God loves you. God bless you. Thank you for calling.
You too. Thank you.
Okay, I just wanted to we have the producer today is Wally, y'all. For those of you who know Wally, Wally is be doing like 10 different things at the same time. I hope he's staying focused today. Someone's posted that says, God has a special place in his heart for people like you. Right. I don't know if that's for me or for the caller, but thank you anyway, because God has a special place in his heart for people. And guess what? I think this was our guest from last week, Tammy Bo LaCroix. Thank you so much for tuning in, Tammy. All right, God bless you. I believe she has a son on the autism spectrum as well. If you do, Tammy, can you confirm that? I remember you stating something. Can you confirm that for me? Let's move on. I want to talk about, Darnell, I want to talk about you working closely with families, right? What are some common mistakes people make, and how can they shift their approach when dealing with their family members who have children on autism spectrum? I can give you a good example. You know, you have a lot of people that say, that child rude, you know what I mean? Or they don't want, you know, you want to go on a date with your husband or your mate and you can't go because the family members, your sister, your auntie, don't want to take care of that child because that child is autistic. We deal with things like this every day. How can families who are tuning in support and help those with children who are on the autism spectrum?
So family members, some of the mistakes that they make, they knowingly, sometimes knowingly and unknowingly, ostracize their family members who have children on the spectrum. They allow them to disappear or remove themselves from family events, and they don't call, they don't check. Sometimes because they are not, they don't understand what is happening, the first go-to is the child is just rude and mom needs to spank them. And because mom is not disciplining the child, we're not going to deal with that. We're not going to get involved until they get to that point. So those are some of the... another thing that I see is not providing their family member with an outlet for a break, respite. Sometimes families who have children on the spectrum, they're enduring a lot of overstimulation, lot of activity, sometimes even aggression. Some of our kids fight, right? And so in the home, if they're super aggressive, mom and dad may need a break. And because family members feel like it can be solved with a spanking or some sort of punishment, they may not get involved. But sometimes if you look at it from the standpoint that the child does not understand really what they're going through, they're trying to communicate, and they're unable to, so that the behavior is a form of them trying to communicate. So understanding that and being able to provide an outlet for mom and dad to catch themselves, take the child for ice cream, take the child to the park, take them, well, I wouldn't want to say the beach because some... the park,
right.
Just so mom and dad can get a break, you know. Those are some of the mistakes that family members make, just providing support to their family members.
Awesome. Please, parents, family members who are tuning in, you may know even a neighbor, so you may not be family per se, but you have a neighbor, a colleague at some point, someone at your work, a staff member, et cetera, who may have a child with that situation. And, you know, it's nothing like when you feel as if you're being victimized because of something that is totally beyond your control. And I think, and I don't know how it's even possible for me to even feel the weight of that, because, you know, it's just like just having a child who's being teased because they have like a cleft lip or, you know, they have a speech impediment or, you know, as a parent and as a mother, I feel that no matter what, because that's my child. You know, that's being bullied or, you know, that's being ostracized, you know. So I want you to encourage, first of all, from a mother's perspective, a mother who may be crying or who may feel despondent simply because of seeing or hearing the fact that their child is being bullied because of their condition.
So the first thing, you know, if you are experiencing that, you want to be an advocate for your child at his or her school. You want to, you know, make note of it to administration, or I guess the protocol would be you go to the teacher first. You want to point that out. You can, parents who are informed, you know, offer to put on a symposium where you discuss bullying and give ideas and, you know, strategies that teachers can use and just inform the kids. You know, share what's unique about your child and try to combat it in that way. You know, also have the conversation with your child about bullying. You know, let them know that they can also speak up for themselves. Those who are verbal, those who are nonverbal, you can, you know, create a social story, build their confidence, you know, talk to them about it. Because they're nonverbal, it does not mean that they don't understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
A lot of times parents make that crucial mistake. They figure, okay, the child's not talking means that they don't understand, when in essence, many of them do really understand.
Right, so it's just having to have, as Dr. Indira stated, meeting the child where they are.
Yes.
Yeah, I love that. I want Dr. Indira to help that parent or child, you know, sorry, that parent or teacher who may feel exhausted. You know, what are some, or discouraged, what are some thing that you could perhaps share to encourage them to keep on going?
I think it's important to realize that, like I said earlier, it is a spectrum. And some of these, there are people in all walks of life who may actually fit the diagnosis of autism spectrum disorder, but they function in various areas. Like you have doctors, lawyers, people like Albert Einstein, you know, Messi, he's a soccer player. So there are many people who are functioning very well in society who actually have the diagnosis of autism spectrum disorder, but they have, because they are so directed and so organized, they have the ability to function at a high level in society. So just to encourage the parents that each child, each person has a purpose, regardless of what it is or what that looks like. And that really depends on how well they are in supporting these children to uncover what their purpose and potentials are. Mm. And to celebrate the small milestones, please celebrate, you know. Yeah. They may not be very big and very often, but whatever they are, you celebrate and you let the child know that you're happy. And this is also for relatives of parents with kids on the, with children on the spectrum as well. Mm-hmm. Celebrate with them. Be a non-judgmental listening ear. Be somebody that they can come to and just talk with. They don't really need your answers. They just need a listening ear, or they need somebody to watch the child for 2 or 3 hours so they can go for a walk, or, I don't know, take a nice warm bath. So just be present. I think that is very important, that for persons supporting families with children on the spectrum, to know that every little thing that you can do, everything counts. Everything is important.
I just want to piggyback off of that. So as a teacher, how do you deal with being overwhelmed with a child in the classroom? Mm-hmm. You want to take the opportunity at the end of the day to debrief.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, talk it through with administrators. Let them know, hey, this is something I can't handle. Or, hey, I need you to bring someone in to possibly provide training. That's part of being an advocate for yourself as well as the child. Mm-hmm. You know, take breaks. Take those much-needed breaks. At Reading Heights, our motto is where passion breeds, where a purpose breeds passion for progress. Mm-hmm. We work extremely hard. But there are days when you do need to woosah.
Yeah. Listen, I have days when I just need to woosah. Okay? We all have days when we just need to woosah.
So we have created a unique, well, it's not unique, but we're intentional about seeing it through. Everybody gets a break.
Yeah.
I'm always present so that if somebody needs me to step in so that they can go and get a breather, then I'm always available to do that. Mm-hmm. But we're intentional about everybody getting that opportunity to take a break from a tantruming child or a child who's engaging in aggressive behavior or whatever have you. So teachers in whatever school setting, know when you have reached your limit and you need a break. Mm-hmm. You don't want to put yourself in a position to become frustrated and you end up hurting yourself or hurting a child, God forbid. Know your limits. If you're overwhelmed, I need a break.
I love that. So let me ask you, Donnell, this is a personal question. Mm-hmm. How do you deal with times, your me times. How do you debrief? How do you relax as a mother and a teacher? Please, please, do tell.
My debriefing and my relaxing, whoo. It happens in the midnight hour when the house is quiet and you don't, you know, it happens when there's silence, but the Holy Spirit is present and you're able to hear and listen to what he's saying. I sometimes separate myself and I sit on the couch in the dark and I process what has transpired during the day, how much it hurt, how good it was because somebody said a word, they communicated something that they needed. I know some of my kids, when school opened in September, they were nonverbal. They were not able to say, I want bubbles.
Right.
But by mid-October, some of them were reading, some of them were, I want bubbles, I want ice. Mm-hmm. Those are moments that I relish in because it reminds me of why it is I'm doing what it is I do.
Yes.
But that midnight hour, that's my me time. And I'm able to cry tears of joy, tears of frustration, tears of Lord help. Because what I'm realizing is that more and more kids are being diagnosed, and Dr. Hamilton can attest to this,
mm-hmm.
but the resources is still limited.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, but that's how I get my me time.
Okay, so can I ask then? Go ahead. Sorry.
No, I think it's also important to have other avenues as well.
Yes.
Whether it's exercise,
yes.
I don't know, playing tennis or soccer or running, or whether it's reading a good book, whatever it is that you need as a parent, whether you have a neurotypical or child or a child with a neurodevelopmental issue, well, just find other avenues to de-stress, to relieve yourself. Otherwise, you just keep going and going and going,
right.
And then you reach a point where you feel like you're going to explode or implode,
yes.
And that's not good for anybody.
No, not at all. No. Listen, can I get a... y'all don't want no gifts, eh? Tings, tings, tings. Can I have a parent of a child that is some spectrum to give us a call, or a teacher that teaches children with autism at any point, whether it be one child, two children in the class, to give us a call? Because ain't no way I can ask for all these gifts for y'all and y'all letting me take these back home, okay? And what I am going to do, though, if we don't get all of these gifts out today, is we're going to use these for Mother's Day, because we're going to do a Mother's Day show as well. But the Mother's Day show that's on my heart would be for mothers who serve our country in law enforcement. So if you are a mother that serves the country, two or more children, where you... either you are on the defense force, the police force, or Bahamas Corrections institution. Is that the right word? Bahamas Corrections facility.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. To text the number 376-8689. We want you on the show, okay? I'm just letting you know, all right? So go ahead, give us a call. The numbers to call are 323-6232, 325-4316, or 325-4259. So let me ask both Doc, and I'm going to ask Donnell as well. How can the church support families with children with autism? Who want to go first?
I'll go first.
Yes.
We just did a presentation on something similar last week.
Mm-hmm.
So churches that have the infrastructure and trained personnel, they can provide a separate section, a sensory room with the trained personnel on staff to, you know, take on maybe about 5 to 10 kids, just depending on the amount of staff that you would have on,
mm-hmm.
To oversee the kids and do, you know, typical things that they do in regular Sunday school.
Yeah.
You know, just to facilitate those activities. But again, it's very important. It's not, you cannot just take, I like children. I can do it. And then they encounter children who are kicking the doors down and screaming their heads off. Yeah. You want to ensure that you're able to provide trained personnel for something like that. They can provide support for parents by providing other than a Sunday school option, respite on a Saturday, one Saturday out of the month. Hey, drop your child off from 9 to 12. Go shop. Oh, go home, go to sleep. And we are going to have the trained personnel to ensure that your kids are engaged and doing something fun. And that's 3 hours you get. Yeah. I know that my son is 12 years old. He likes basketball, but unfortunately no experience. So maybe the members of the church who are good at basketball or something of that sort can take that on and say, let's shoot a couple hoops one Sunday or so out of the month. There's so many different things that the church can do. Mm-hmm. But right now, I think that we're not there because of the lack of awareness, and people tend to be a little bit afraid and they don't know how to respond. They don't know what to do. And so they tend to avoid it.
So I agree with those points, as well as I think education. Providing the educational forum to teach about what autism is, how these children may present, what their issues may be, how do you address it, and also providing the space. Because as I mentioned before, sometimes these patients or these children may have stereotypical behaviors where they need to jump up or to hand flap or whatever. And if we just aggressively try to stop them, that can cause problems and anxiety as well. So providing a space where they can actually go and be comfortable with doing whatever it is that they need to do for a specific amount of time that they need it. Also have the right personnel to deal with them, very important. Some of the children need headphones if they are affected by loud noises or flashing lights, those kinds of things. And of course, providing support for parents, very, very important. Allowing them to take their children to the children's church so that they can worship in the main church without having to worry about dealing with their time. Yeah. Very, very important. So, and of course, being non-judgmental, being patient, understanding that these children are not rude. It's not something that they can control by themselves very easily. And just being the support that the parents need.
Mm-hmm. I just want to quickly add that I did mention earlier that we just talked about it initially. Last week, my church, because every year, my leaders, I attend Emmanuel Prophetic and Deliverance Tabernacle on St. Vincent Road. Mm-hmm. They ask me every year, is there something that you would like to do? So last week we had a Zoom meet webinar, and we were able to discuss some of these very same things. So that's be proactive about it. You know, it's not something that we can, you know, continue to ignore, because we're going to see more and more of our congregations, you know, coming in with children who are affected by autism. And so that is one of the things that I admire about my leaders. They're very proactive in that regard.
Just before we wrap up, this is something that I've been hearing, you know, even in, I wouldn't say in churches, but in the community, the church community, that autism is a spiritual thing. How can we debunk that? You know, people would think that it's demonic, whatever have you. How can we debunk that? What are your thoughts on that?
Well, we know that it's not a spiritual thing, per se. It's not anything that their parents would have done. it would be challenging to debunk that for people who think that everything may be spiritual. Yes. You can look at anything and say it's spiritual. Yeah. And that may be the case for a number of things. But autism spectrum disorder itself has been shown not to be because of a spiritual thing. I don't have the studies right now to quote, but we do know that it is not.
I'm going to hear your opinion right after this break, okay. And we'll get back to you so we can really find out if this is really, you know, demonic, whatever
right.
have you.
Right.
All right. Right after this.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Craving something bold, fresh, and unforgettable? Tropical Gyros is your flavor-packed escape. A Carib Greek fusion born right here in Nassau. From juicy grilled salmon, chicken, and pork gyros to loaded bowls, fresh salads, wings, and more. There's something for every craving. Find Tropical Gyros at any of their locations, JFK Plaza, Rosetta Street, Port Lucaya Freeport, or their franchise spots on Prince Charles Drive, Soldier Road West, Delaport, and Carmichael Road. Tropical Gyros, not just good food, it's an experience.
Always on the go? Missed the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
John's Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Welcome back, everyone, to Your Lane Talk Show. I'm your coach, Trish Hannah. Our topic for today is special needs, special strength, where we have with us Mrs. Donnell Major Fox, as well as Dr. Indira Hamilton, our guests, sharing encouragement, information, knowledge, insight on dealing with children with autism, or parents and teachers who deal with children on the autism spectrum. Now, I can't let the show finish, and we only got like a couple more minutes, without at least getting a parent who would want to do an annual if you have not gotten an annual as yet. We have Family Care Medical Clinic, who is sponsoring a parent or a teacher that may not have insurance for an annual, to reach out so that you can get that gift certificate, as well as three school medicals, okay? So if you have a child on an autism spectrum, and you know, the medicals usually ask for it between now and what, August anyway. You want to go and get the medical school medical done, you can give us a call. And the numbers to call are 323-6232, 325-4316, or 325-4259, okay? Let's get this poster says, John 9, 2-3, a scripture Holy Spirit gave me at the beginning of my journey. Now, I ain't got time to read that per se, but if you want, you could post it. You could copy and paste it on I don't have time to look for it, but if you can copy it and paste it, I'll probably read it if we have some time. Okay, so ladies, so we spoke about what the church, no, we were talking about what your views on mm-hmm. whether or not you feel as if autism is demonic. You want to share that, Darnell?
I cannot speak to whether it's demonic or not, but I do know when it comes to spirituality and any condition, any sickness, any form of challenge in our lives, there is the great master that we can turn to. Mm-hmm. So if it's something demonic or not, he is the one who provides guidance, healing, direction, support, miracles. He specializes in those things. So that is what we would want to put our attention to through our prayers, through our fasting, through our obedience, through our service, mm-hmm. acts of service, and being community minded.
Yeah. Now we are in this political season. Mm-hmm. Now the Your Lane Talk Show is not a political show. However, you know, it's imperative that the country has a government. It doesn't matter. Well, it does matter, but it depends on who is in power. You still want to be able to have that support. Mm-hmm. So I had to put my little disclaimer because y'all know any little itchy ears would say, yeah, and I don't know, run. Mm-hmm. So my question is, how can the government support? Now, we're not looking at party. We're looking at the government at large. Mm-hmm. How can the government support teachers and parents who deal with children on the autism spectrum? Want to ask?
I think Dr. first, mm-hmm. yeah. First of all, I think I would say that the support that persons on the spectrum require is lacking worldwide. In the Bahamas, is no different.
Right.
We need the speech therapy. We need the behavioral therapist. We need the occupational and physical therapist. And right now, in the government sector, we have no. We have no behavioral therapists or speech therapists available for these patients, most of whom are in the government sector. So what the government can do is encourage by providing sponsorship or even encouraging programs at the University of the West Indies where people can be trained in the areas of speech therapy, behavioral therapy, occupation, the various therapies that are needed. Mm-hmm. So the government can help in that way. And how can they support parents? We know that they do provide some support, whether it's financially, to some parents, but they can do a lot more. Mm-hmm. A lot more needs to be done in supporting these clients or these patients who may need workup and who need the various therapies. And definitely a lot of parents, because of their frustration or the challenges they have with being able to work, having a steady job because the child is non-functional or there is no school that would accept them, so they have to actually stay home with their children.
Yes.
Who supports them? So the government can provide support and various levels for parents and these children on the spectrum.
Thank you so much.
I concur with all that Dr. Hamilton would have suggested.
Mm-hmm.
Additionally, I feel as though because of the numbers that we are seeing, we need to pay more attention to providing avenues for parents to access evaluations free of charge.
Mm-hmm.
I know that they do have specialists assigned to, I think, the Ministry of Education,
yes.
psychologists, and some other professionals. I'm not quite
yes.
sure how many, but we need to increase the effort made by... I know that they do testing, but I feel like there's been such a long wait list over many years. We need to find a way to... move those testings or evaluations along much faster so that parents know what it is that their children are dealing with and then they can seek out the appropriate therapies for their children.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
And also, what I would suggest or recommend too is that in the government clinics, the patients that we see, we actually use the screening tools that are available so that we catch these patients at an early age. Because the earlier you catch them or you make the diagnosis and you institute the various therapies, the better the outcome is. It is recommended that we have screening at 18 and 30 months. So I think we need to look at that as well.
Thank you so much, ladies. Good afternoon. Oh, can you transfer it? Wally, can you transfer it? I see it moving. There you go. Good afternoon, your Lane Talk Show.
Hello, good afternoon. Hi, how are you?
Fine, thank you.
Yes, I was listening and I was, I heard you mention that if you have a child with special needs and would like to get a checkup for them.
Yes, ma'am. How old is your child?
My child is, he just turned 13.
What is one beautiful or rewarding moment that keeps you going as a parent?
Pardon me?
What is one beautiful moment or rewarding moment that keeps you going as a parent?
His smile and his general attitude. He's a very loving child, and so that keeps me going. It gives me inspiration.
I love that. We were just talking about, you know, support systems. My question for you, callers, what kind of support do you wish more people understood that you personally need?
What kind of support?
Yes.
I believe the education system. I believe that, the speech therapy and also educational therapy and just general things that you don't know what to expect. And, just that general knowledge of how to deal with a child of special needs so that you could be more beneficial to them.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I'm not going to ask. If you notice, I haven't been asking the names of the parents, right? So we'll let the producer. That's intentional. We'll let the producer get your contact and your name. And you said specifically that you wanted the annual checkup for you or for your
son.
Perfect. All right. So my producer have enough field time talking in the back here. So just hold on for me and he will get your name and your contact so that you can get your annual prize.
Awesome.
Okay. So I just want to thank you for calling in to show you're brave because there's a lot of persons who are listening. I know that for a fact, but few of them, most of them are texting me. The instructions, if you don't mind, is to give us a call, please. Okay. That's intentional. We have some people that, especially the sponsors that are listening right now, I want to be held accountable for everything that's taking place on the show. So please, if you have texted me, please give me a call. I'm not going to deny it on, especially from the call, but not from the text today. Okay. Thank you. I won't call your name out. So if you're shy about that, no, your name is not going to be mentioned. Okay. We have about 3 or 4 minutes left. John Lee is writing that down. Perfect. We have about 3 or 4 minutes left. And I want you both ladies to please, I want you to take a time, about a minute each, just to encourage those who are tuning in, who are listening right now on the show. Dr. Hamilton, you can start first and then we go straight into Donnell.
So in closing, just as I said earlier, autism spectrum disorder is not a death sentence. It is a neurobehavioral disorder that affects the way that we communicate and socially interact. It is something that can be managed, and you can see improvement over time. I always say the more you put in, the more you get out. If you put in nothing as a parent or a child on the spectrum, it is not likely that you will see anything positive moving forward. And as children age, the symptoms may magnify or change or become worse in terms of the aggression and those kinds of things. So it's important to address things early and to understand it's not a death sentence.
Okay, let me just take this call real quick. Yolaine, Wally, help me out, man. I pressed the button. Okay, which one of these? It's not doing. It's flashing. All right, so guess what I'm going to do for this caller? Do me a favor and call this number in 2 minutes, 376-8689. If you're a caller, you were just calling a while ago, call the number 376-8689 because we're about to wrap up the show. All right, so Donnell, I'm sorry we didn't have an opportunity for you to share. We literally only got one more minute, and I have to call out our sponsors. Today's yes. show, episode 171, Special Needs, Special Strengths, has been brought to you by, with many thanks, Skin Solutions Day Spa, Commonwealth Bank, Your Lane Life Coaching, John Shoe Store and Accessories, Tropical Gyros, Lysol, distributed by Thompson Trading, Del Monte, distributed by Thompson Trading, The Children's Dream Journal, 242 Media Connect, Espa at Bahama, and Family Care Medical Clinic. All right, so thank you so much for our sponsors. May God continue to bless you. I want to honor each and every parent and each and every caregiver of the children who are on the autism spectrum. You are not, God does not make mistakes. No. I have to share that. God does not make mistakes, okay? So you continue to be encouraged. May God continue to bless you and have a beautiful Sunday, everyone.